to the Rimax Show. Feed me.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are listening to. We are live on Ryback TV, live on Facebook at Ryback Reeves, and live on Twitch at Ryback Rules. First things first, guys, paying the bills. This podcast is officially presented to you by Feed Me More Nutrition. Premium supplements sweetened with stevia, monk fruit, no artificial sweeteners or colors, guys. We're available on feedmemore.com and Amazon. And right now, we have our $4,000 Halloween cash giveaway. All you got to do is go to feedmemore.com. Use discount code Halloween, $4,000 at the end of the checkout process. We give you 20% off the best supplements on the planet. We give you a free option for a premium shaker bottle and workout towel. And also an automatic entry into the $4,000 Halloween cash giveaway with each purchase with a discount code that is eligible. And on Halloween, guys, on Halloween, the big guy Ryback is picking one of you through an automated system, a random number generator that we use. And I'm giving one of you $4,000 on Halloween. Trick or treat, and it's going to be quite the treat for one lucky winner come October 31st. This contest ends Friday, October 30th at midnight Pacific. Fuel meals, custom and signature meals, guys, meal prep at your doorstep. Go to fuelmeals.com. Use discount code THEBIGGUY to save 15%. They have all sorts of different foods, steak, chicken, different fish entrees, turkey burgers, sweet potato fries, brown rice, white rice, all different vegetables. Guys, they have a lot of different desserts and different options. They make counting your calories a lot easier. Go to fuelmeals.com and tell them the big guy sent you. Personal videos from yours truly, cameo.com/thebigguyryback. The official merch store for Feed Me More Nutrition and the big guy Ryback, teespring.com. Just type in the Feed Me More store and you'll get all the options available on there. My book, Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, available on Amazon and paperback, Audible, and Kindle formats. This podcast available on all podcast platforms, guys. Your reviews are greatly appreciated, whether that's through iTunes, through Stitcher. The reviews are greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated, and we cannot do this show without you. And by we, I mean me. Friends of the show, Zevia, calorie-free soda, guys. I'm enjoying a cream soda this morning with my water over here. Sweetened with stevia, zero calories, no artificial colors or sweeteners, guys. Check them out online on social media, Zevia. The Farmer's Dog, the official dog food of Sophie and Little Guy. Real food for real pets, guys. Yes, it is more expensive than the typical standard American dog diet, but it is well worth it. They have your micronutrients down to a science with real beef, real chicken, real pork, real turkey. They just added the chicken, I believe, on that. But check them out, guys, on social media. See if they're right for your pet, the Farmer's Dog. Trupanion, the pet insurance that I use for my dogs. They have had Sophie's back literally and figuratively from the beginning, guys. If you love your animals, whether you use Trupanion or not, look into pet insurance. It is single-handedly, it saved me well over $100,000. So it is, and it allowed Sophie to continue living an amazing, beautiful life, being loved. So I am forever grateful for Trupanion and what they offer and how they have helped tremendously. Bio Accelerator, guys, the official stem cell company of the big guy Ryback that has helped rejuvenate and regenerate me back to what I would say damn near perfect health, along with also a lot of strenuous rehab along the way in continuing weight training and adjusting things. But if you guys have an injury, if you know a loved one that is suffering and in pain, I sympathize. I have been there at a very young age in my life. I've walked away from everything in a quest to get my health back, to have the opportunity to go back and have the prime of my life, my career still, and my life, the just quality of life just moving forward. I've been blessed with the gift of health once again, and I owe a big part of that to BioAccelerator. No BS. The stuff works. Nick Best, one of the world's strongest men, is down there right now. You see people from UFC, from WWE, from AEW, from all walks of life, athletes over all around the world. This is no coincidence, guys. I speak from firsthand experience, and I've been truly blessed to have been able to work with them and for them to help me in my final stem cell procedures, which I just had my consultation again yesterday. And we're getting the program put together, and the date will be set. And that is the final piece in my journey and my quest to the end of the ring. So I appreciate you guys following me on this ride, and I'm looking forward. I'm hoping we can document all this while I am down there to officially tell this story on a grand stage where I feel it belongs, to help educate people on not giving up and for going what you believe in, and for making health a number one priority, and that when we do that, it trickles over to all other areas of our life. I am on social media, Ryback on Twitter, The Big Guy Ryback 22 on Instagram and TikTok, The Ryback Show, Ryback TV, Feed Me More Nutrition, great content, entertaining, inspirational content on those on Instagram, guys. I am Ryback 247 on Snapchat as well. And Ryback Rules on Twitch, Ryback TV on YouTube. And yeah, here we are, guys. Happy Friday. Hope everyone's having a great, great, great week, end of the week. And I'm looking, we got people commenting up the wahoo this morning here. I'm looking here. We'll take a look at some of the questions before we get going this morning, guys. The super chats are coming in already. Thank you very much. Brandon Treat. Hi, Ryback. I love your channel, and you've always been my favorite wrestler when I was 7 years old. I want to thank you for giving some life lessons. Thank you very much, Brandon. And all I try to do is share what I have learned in my life, and not to say that everything that I will always say will always be right for everybody. It is just what has been right for me. And I have found that through reading and listening to audiobooks that I've been able to relearn and learn from people who have done well in life, who I believe, and there's different levels. There's some people I read that I feel are very, very good at having success. Maybe they don't have the happiness figured out as much, so maybe I'm not quite as, I don't dive in quite as much on that with them, but I take bits and pieces from everybody and I try to incorporate it into my life and then pass it on, because, you know, we need everybody in the world doing their part to help educate kids, adults, everybody. And I believe, I firmly, firmly believe in just being yourself, which is why I'm such a big fan of being away from wrestling and people actually getting to know me and forming real opinions based off what they see, not necessarily what they hear or through negative headlines or things of that nature, or not even for acting or for entertaining, for being real and offering genuine, real advice and putting yourself out there. And I've learned, you know, we're going to be loved and hated regardless, right? I'd rather be loved and hated for just being me. And it makes going through life really, really easy, quite frankly, when you can just be yourself and you don't really, because, you know, when you're putting up a front and then you're dealing with the love and the hate, then you're dealing with, now you know you're not being real. So the love's not real, and you know it's not real because it's not real within you because you're not being real. The hate's not real because you're not being real. So you might as well just be you and just accept it. And that it's not, we're all going to deal with hate and negativity throughout life. So, and I deal with it at a fairly decent level. And, but the love is overwhelming. The love trumps it. And that's what, and for me, that's something I always got to remind myself of, is focusing on the love. There's a song that one of my songs I listen to, and one of the words, the sentences in it is, every day we get older, every day we get colder. And it's really, really true, I feel, with the world that we live in now, that with social media, that sometimes it's really easy to let the hate get the better of us, where we carry that over into the rest of our day, where we then stereotype all people, that all people are bad. And then, you know, based off the law of attraction, what we are thinking, we are going to attract. And I've experienced that myself, where I got to constantly, you got to practice it. And what I found is you got to really dive in deep to the hate, and you got to be able to know instantly that when you see a bad comment or a bad somebody that's doing it, that they are not in a good place. Whether they believe, they can firmly believe what they're saying, and they probably do. But you got to look at where the hate is coming from. That people that do that typically are distracting themselves and they're unhappy with what's going on in their lives. And that you got to look at, you know, and I put myself and I go into this position. I go, I can't imagine going through my day, browsing social media or message boards on whatever the topic may be, and then taking time to write my thoughts on how much I don't like something. Even writing my thoughts on how much I like something, even though that is a much better thing in spreading love and positivity, even for me, like the time, taking the time to do that takes me out of what I'm doing with my life. Now that the latter is much better. That's a way to empower people. That's a way to feel good, which can carry over to all parts of your day. But I'm just saying that if you're truly, really focused on your life and building and growing what you're doing, and again, I'm doing it at a level where it takes a lot of my time. But just put yourself in that position where what is going on with that person that's actually taking the time to spread that hate and negativity. And you, it's 10 times out of 10, typically, is they're not happy with themselves, because people that are happy with themselves, you don't want to go, you're aware enough to where you don't want to spread the hate and negativity. And we're all going to see things we don't like, or we don't understand, or we don't resonate with. But to actually stop and put more energy into the negative, that's something I just have never, never, never understood. And, you know, and not to say that we all at some point don't slip up and maybe do it, but like to do it consistently. And like we see with some people, I think we need all the people in the world spreading love and positivity and empowering people, and trying to share that mindset that the ultra successful, the ultra happy have learned, the ultra successful. These people, and that's why I'm a big fan of reading and learning from people that have actually had the success in different areas. But one area I do know, and I get a balance, I've been around some of the richest people. I've met them and seen that some of them are really happy and some of them are still, you know, not happy. And, you know, happiness is a choice and we have to practice it. And it's something that I have that down, like for people, they're like, well, I'm in a funk. Life is this, life is bad, this and that. And, the quickest way we can get out of that, the quickest way we could start changing our mindset is to start trying to do things for other people genuinely, to try to just make it, because there's something that just it energy wise where there's a feeling of just gratitude and love when you truly just help other people. And so that's what I always say. And for me, when I feel like I get a little bit off track or when anger, you know, really takes over, I take a step back and I try to remember that. And with every interaction that I have, I try to constantly remind myself, let's not make this person's day worse. Let's try to make this person's day better. It's not always easy. And I'm the first one to admit it. I have a lot of rage in my body at times and over things. And it's constant. It's a constant work in progress. And I think it's very beneficial to have that at times. But I think the more that I learn to control that, it allows me more and more success, which is why I think I've seen not only my happiness reach all times highs, but also my success. And not everything in my life is perfect. Far from it. You know, you look at the Sophie situation and, you know, it kills me. And I look at that and it's there's been a lot of positives in that with her having a disc disease and 8 ruptures in 2 years and like 7 months. But I've also, it's taught me the importance of love. It's taught me the importance of being grateful for each day. And like, there's moments, you know, that I just try to enjoy more than I maybe would with other. You can't just take for granted that everything lasts a lifetime. And so Sophie's reminded me of that, which has been a negative situation in that it hurts to see her suffer when she is injured, but she's so resilient and bounces back. Like, she's doing amazing right now. She's so happy again. She's moving good. She's not in the pain that she was in. And, you know, I posted this on Instagram the other day, a situation I was really, really sad because I can't walk her anymore. And I go, it sucks because she can't wear a harness because of her back. It tractions her back, which is bad for her back. And now we can't wear a leash anymore, which I always did on her neck because I never thought her neck was at risk from what they told me. And now her neck is at risk and she's already had the disc ruptured and cleaned out. And sometimes there's other dogs out there and she pulls on it. It's not good for her neck. So what do you do? And, you know, rather than sit around and just be sad about it, and it's like, well, what are my options? Well, I can get a little doggy stroller and put her in the doggy stroller and I could walk little guy with his harness and I could stroll Sophie around the neighborhood and it's a mission accomplished. There's no longer a problem, but I don't sit and dwell on the problem or bitch about it. But like, man, I can't walk my dog. It sucks, man. This is shit. These people, they're stupid. They don't put their dogs on leashes. These people suck. Man, my life sucks. My dog is sick. I can't do, like, rather than do that, and not to say we don't do that, but it's like, well, what's the solution to the problem? Because that gets you out of the problem the quickest. So, and that's the kind of just things I've learned over the years to shift out of. Even if we do bitch and complain, I'll bitch and complain about things, but I'm also working on the solution at the same time. And not to say that's ideal, doing both. And I've learned that at times. But at least you're taking the action, which will give you success still. But it's up to you to try to figure out to not do that as much as possible. I'm going to look here at more questions, but thank you for the Feed Me More. I'm looking here to see if we got any good questions on the show today, guys, any good topics. Is there anything, does anyone have any questions? Health and fitness, life, wrestling, what do we got going on today? I'm here for you guys.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Scrolling through here. I do have a P.O. Box, guys. I will actually, it's P.O. Box 752740, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Yeah, I remember when you were in WWE, you stop eating red meat because it increases your cholesterol level. Do you eat it now? That was when I really started becoming, learning more and more about food and energy. And all my life, I would say I thought I was healthy, but the problem is in, you know, learning when you grow up, the bodybuilding health and fitness diet that they preach is honestly probably not the healthiest diet. And there's varying levels to this. And obviously I've tried damn near every way of eating throughout my life. And now I'm going on a month of being full-blown vegan. And this is the best mentally and physically that I have felt in my whole life. And outside of, again, like a little work on my shoulder with that, but just overall energy, mood. And I got blood work coming up in the next couple weeks, and it will be really cool to see where everything is at doing full-blown vegan. And even though it's early on, it'll just be really interesting to see. I've always had higher cholesterol on, even though my ratios were always within the healthy range, my LDL was always a little high, and that would come down at times, but my HDL has been genetically low in comparison. From the beginning, and very little would change that. So I am curious to see just the balancing with that not consuming cholesterol at nearly the level that I have for the majority of my life. And even the past year, you know, I went vegetarian, and I say vegetarian in the context of I was still doing cheat meals for Ryback TV. And I didn't realize the inflammation that I was getting from still eating a lot of the eggs and dairy and cheese and different things. And that milk, how much milk is in the different products, like the pasta sauce that I thought was that I was using. You know, I the other day I bought these vegan, I thought they were vegan sausages. They were vegetarian sausages and they had eggs and milk in them. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to eat those, because what happened here this last month in having Austin Aries and Sarah Brandau on, I learned about my nutrient timing a little better and really, really focusing on my micronutrients, even more at times than my macronutrients, which my macros are still very important. But I found my energy has gone through the roof and that I don't wake up in the pain anymore. Even like my shoulder that had full-blown arthritis that does with the no cartilage in there, that it started just improving and my flexibility has improved more and more. My morning back pain that I had went away. So now I'm doing vegan. I've been doing my Ryback TV videos, just doing all these cool different vegan foods in Vegas and not having to do the cheat meals, which again, were great to do to get people to watch your videos. But then at the same time, now I'm just like, oh, you know, I don't even want to do it now because I feel so good. Now, I don't want to impede this progress because I'm so motivated to get back and be my all-time best. So my views on diet have changed over the years and evolved. And I always tell people, you got to give something a fair shake and you got to do it for quite a bit. And you got to look at yourself and say, am I doing it right? Am I not doing it right? You know, you see oftentimes a lot of people will try to do a vegan diet. And this is even me last year when I started in December, where I go, oh, I'm going to just do vegetarian. It's easier. And I didn't want to dive all the way in, but I should have. And it's a learning process and seeing, and you learn more and more as you go along. But a lot of people, what they will do is they will look for the first sign of something to tell themselves that this isn't good for me. Or somebody will say, I can't believe you're not eating. You're not eating me? And you're going to lose all your muscle. They're say, well, maybe I'm going to lose all my muscle. My favorite athlete eats this way. And then they all of a sudden they feel tired. Oh my God, I feel tired. I'm not getting my, you know, my iron. I got to eat meat for my iron or whatever it is, or my B12, rather than looking at having a diverse diet, which is something I wasn't doing in the beginning, and that I had to expand my diet. And I had to look at all these different foods that were on the planet that are so nutritious and beneficial for us. And it's not hard once you start doing it. Like my diet now is on point. I'm to over 290 pounds and getting leaner and bigger, putting on muscle mass each week. My conditioning is through the roof right now. I'm not getting tired. Even when my conditioning was, I thought, great before, it's improving in doing this. And I'm seeing the results firsthand. So that's why I think you hear the passion and enthusiasm in my voice, or at least I hope you do with this, because I'm like, it's working. I feel so good again. And I don't know what it is, but I do think we need to give things a fair shake. And I've done that with keto, and I never could go into ketosis no longer. I think almost a month and a half without doing the carbs, keeping my carbs super, super low, making my protein even lower, increasing my fats and healthy fats like crazy. I could never get my body to go into ketosis. I had the little keto meter. When I lost muscle mass, my body fat went up, my weight went down. So I was weighing consistently at the time doing that in the 270s, which for me was the lightest I'd been in a long, long time. But I felt like, oh, my body's just adapting. It's going to all of a sudden burn all this body fat. But I actually had accumulated more side fat during that period, way more. But my body water went down because you don't hold water quite as much. But then I started looking at all these people that do keto, not counting the people that do keto on steroids, because there are some people out there and quite a bit that push keto, that are on the gas, on the juice, pushing their products, which is complete BS. Like, it's total BS. And they're keto friendly products. And a lot of people that I saw, and you guys can look for yourselves and make your own form your own opinion on this. A lot of people that end up losing weight on keto, they do it from cutting their calories to begin with, but they're skinny fat. If you look, I see it time and time again where I go, man, that person would look way better on a balanced diet. They don't even, but they're so happy because they lost 100 pounds, which great job, right? Like that's awesome. But like, I'm looking at it from like, man, they could look even way better than that. Like, why are they holding on to that side fat? It seems to be a belly fat thing I see with a lot of people. There's something about it. And then I had genetic testing done. Like, I don't do well on high fats, regardless of how healthy they are. My body does not process fats as well. And it has to do with the APOE gene that I have. I believe I'm 3-4. 4-4 is the highest risk. 3-4 is the next one where essentially you want to keep your fats on the, you want your healthy fats still. You don't want them to consume a large part percentage wise of your. And in that, I found that more to the protein content at a moderate to high level, carbohydrate intake, fluctuating that depending on what my goals are. And, you know, in the vegan diet, I've even found my carb content can be higher on it right now because my metabolism functioning so much better, processing the food. I don't have all that meat that died, that the dead meat in my body just sitting there for days. Like, my body is very regular and very just like it's like a fine-tuned machine right now. And that to me is like where I've like really, really honed in. I'm so obsessed with coming back. I want to be better than everybody. I want to be my best, but I also want to prove, like, you know, I had to eat it here with people and not understanding why I walked away and what I had to overcome. Like, I'm always motivated. I always have my own fire burning, but then some extra lighter fluid on it where you want to give a big, you know, F you to a lot of people, you know, and come back at a 300-pound jacked vegan and look from a performance standpoint, try to stop me. You can't stop me. If I can't get tired, you can't stop me. And that's where me, my mindset now is so obsessed with this on performance. That everything I consume in my body, it's energy. What's the best energy available? I want it. Feed me more. Give me more energy. I want it. I've been obsessed from a young age with unlimited energy. And this is the damn closest I've ever been on my diet where it's just like, I'm freaking excited to get up. I can't wait to come on and talk to you guys every morning. I can't wait to start my day. I can't wait to get my training session in and feel even better. I can't wait to push myself on my cardio and conditioning and see how much I can do. So that's what's going on with that. What is my opinion on getting rid of, let's get that. That's a good question here. We got here from Dream Chaser, Dream 12 Chaser. So what's your opinion on getting rid of belly fat on keto while increasing weightlifting? Again, though, that's going to come down to the calories that you're consuming. And we're going to get the super chat up in a second. And, you know, I'm a big fan of doing P90X Ab Ripper X once a week. There's an ab by, I can't remember, Athlean X has an ab probe online that's free if you want, that they have daily exercises that I'll take one of those routines once a week and I'll alternate it with that and weight training abs with weights once a week. So usually two times I'll really get my abs good in my core and do my planks. And then again, though, it's going to come down to your diet and consuming less calories. I think it's finding a diet, though, that works. And the only way, like the only way you know what's going to work best for you is trying all the different ways of eating and getting blood work done ultimately. And, you know, but I think the more that I've learned, and some of the greatest minds on our planet throughout time have all preached the benefits of a vegan diet. And that when you actually learn, because I consume a lot of protein, my protein content hasn't gone down. And that's because I function very well off protein. And when I finally realized that there's not a difference, that you don't need to eat meat to put on muscle. And it's one of the biggest, you know, myths out there, but it's the most convenient and the easiest one to accept. I'm obsessed with performance right now. Blood flow. I want, if your body is functioning and moving blood optimally through your body and there's no inflammation, you're going to perform better at whatever you're doing. And my energy is so high. So you got to try different things. And I'm just sharing what's working for me and that. But I do have to tell you, you can't, like I said earlier, you can't do something looking for ways to get out of it. You got to give it time and you got to see, and you really got to truly look at what you're doing and making sure you're doing it right. Because I've done different things in the past, like keto, even I wasn't doing right for a long time. I was consuming too much protein. which they said could kick you out of ketosis. But what happened is I just can't get into ketosis. And then I've had doctors say, well, you got to do it for a couple of years. I'm like, anything I got to do for a couple of years just to get into it, maybe that don't sound right to me. And I'm looking at my body and I go, yeah, I don't think so. And I'm not selling anything that's keto friendly. So I have no reason, you know, I'm not in this for that reason, like the other people. And that's where even the doctors that are preaching it, they're selling all their products are keto. So their entire livelihood is built around them giving answers that, yeah, do keto. Timothy Larrick, thank you for the super chat. You've mentioned green tea, matcha green tea before. What brand do you prefer? I need a healthy, tasty option to go along with all of your supplements. Well, if you consume our Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner, we use matcha green tea as the green tea. I believe we have 200 milligrams per serving, per serving in that bottle, if I'm not mistaken. I am a huge, huge fan of matcha green tea. It is great for increasing the metabolism. It's a great alternative also if you are consuming too much coffee. And I love my coffee, which we'll talk about that in a second. But the matcha green tea, you want to get the tea bags. I get, there's ones with CBD in it. I got a brand, I think I got the Bigelow brand, if I'm not mistaken. And I ordered a bunch off Amazon. They give you like the 24 pack, and I got them underneath my cupboard down there. And I'll throw one or two tea bags in a half gallon jug and let it sit in the refrigerator for half the day and then drink it throughout the night. Or I'll chug it in the afternoon sometimes if I'm really thirsty just to get a kick. That one I use is matcha green tea and turmeric, which turmeric is also going to be in our 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon supplement that's going to be coming out here in the next couple months. It's available for pre-order now at feedmemore.com. I am a huge, huge believer in turmeric for muscle inflammation. It is great. And it's also, too, it included in the supplement, but I also, a girl that I'm friends with, Jasmine, who's also vegan and is very, very intelligent on these things. She uses the turmeric root. And so I'm going to actually go buy turmeric root as well and start eating that with my food, because she swears and she says that when she consumes the root along with doing like the you can use like for cooking or consuming it in the supplement and powder form as well, that it works even quicker. And because you're getting it fresh from the root. And so I'm going to start adding that in as well, because she turned her mother onto that had several different areas full of arthritis. And she said her mother's not in pain anymore. So that's one of the reasons coming out with that supplement, because I get a lot of emails for people that are in pain and what I'm doing, because I feel so good. And again, it's been multiple things to do this. And diet is one of the things that is playing a huge role at the end of finishing this strong, that I think is going to carry me on for the rest of my life and allow me a lengthy career in wrestling to come back and have my best years and hopefully help raise awareness on how important food is for us and what we consume in our diet. Also, too, I've learned, I just recently, and this is something I'm actually going to read more about this, but from Sarah Brandow, when her and Austin Aries were on the other day on the Ryback Show Live, I didn't realize coffee, the pesticides that all the major brands, it's, I guess, one of the worst for containing pesticides with glyphosate and the different things that if you start learning about that and all the foods, which is why, like, I always thought people that bought organic, and this is me being just honest with you. Oh, they're whack jobs. Organic. What? I'll just eat the regular stuff. It's a third of the cost. Like, you know, I'll get my green beans over here from the Jolly Green Giant, you know, while that organic company over there, that organic, well, essentially, guys, organic just means normal. Organic just is what we should be getting anyways. The problem is all these other major corporations are putting glyphosate and all these pesticides and chemicals on our foods that are causing, it's depleting the soil. It's causing so many problems. And it's shown it to have a negative effect on humans from a cancer standpoint, a lot of different things where it's just like, once you know how the world works and big business works, it's really hard to kind of turn an eye to that. So then now I'm buying everything organic. I'm looking at the ingredients on everything. I'm trying not to be overly obsessed with it, where I'm like, oh, if that has it, I'm not going to let it ruin my day. Also, though, I'm looking for it more and more. And I find that the more that I do that, it's just going to, it's going to become more self-aware. But coffee, like with something, you know, I've seen organic coffee at the store and I was like, oh, those boxes look dorky. Those boxes look, oh, that doesn't look as good. Like that's just me, how my brain works. It's how a lot of people's brains probably work. And then you realize like, wait, organic just means it's just like it's grown normal and doesn't have all this other BS on it. So I bought, you know, I bought this new coffee. I'm not going to go to Starbucks anymore. Not to say I'll never have a Starbucks coffee again. I love Starbucks coffee. But now knowing what I know, I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I love coffee bean coffee. I'm going to try to find an organic coffee that's just normal, that doesn't have that stuff on it. And it's just a continuous learning process of trying to find the things to let my body run optimally at the highest level possible to be the best athlete and wrestler and just have the best quality of life possible.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face-Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
We'll look at some more comments here. Decaf coffee is also good. I'm with you on that. Thank you very much, Amino. How do you lose fat? A good thing to do is to find a basal metabolic rate calculator online, you guys. Just type a BMR calculator and you plug in the information on your height, your weight, your activity level, and it will give you a pretty close estimation, if you're honest, on what you should be consuming calorie-wise. And then to lose weight, you consume a smaller amount than that, at a smaller amount, 250, 300 calories less than that a day. You got to track your calories. You got to make yourself accountable and make an effort. And because the food is energy, life is energy, food is energy. So you have to measure your energy if you want to burn more energy throughout the day and start burning body fat. Let's see. That's a good... JDJR says, when my son was 5, he used to make me play Feed Me More entrance, the Feed Me More entrance, and he would rip around the corner and mimic you to the T. I have the video. It's priceless. That is awesome. And thank you very much. I remember always getting videos of people with their kids doing the Feed Me More babies as well, which I always knew. I go, man, this is a really cool thing if babies are able to do that. If that's something that's resonating at a very elementary level, very, you know, just at a point in time and at a development of a child where they're very young. And I go, that every human I feel can resonate with Feed Me More and that energy. And I'm forever grateful that I've been able to make a brand and a living out of that and have that connection to people, which for me also with the positivity and the love, it's all energy. And I feel kids can feel that better than adults oftentimes. And for me, it's one of the coolest things when I see that. So if you post that on Twitter if you could, please, and tag me. I'll try to grab that video and I'll retweet it and post it on Instagram. It's always fun to share those. Moving along. Sophie is doing very good. Thank you very much. I'm sorry you were sad, Russ. You got to the quickest way to get out of being sad is to do something nice for somebody else, which I'm actually amazed that the thank you very much, Wade. I haven't seen this guy since 2016. Still the big guy. Trademarked, and yes, I am. The I'm seeing it when I'm walking now. More people, like when I go to the gym or holding the door open, I'm seeing it now. And I'm like, yes, that makes me feel good when I see that. Cause I always preach that doing nice things for other people, smiling at somebody that you see, just, it takes practice. It takes effort. It's really easy just to get angry and stay angry. It takes constant work though, to try to not do that. And again, you know, I look at it from a standpoint of, how can we empower other people? How can we make other people's day better? I do not know if I'm gaming tonight. With the streaming on Twitch at Ryback Rules. I've been very busy. Sophie's been home with after her neck surgery, and I just haven't had the time, guys. I'm so busy with Feed Me More Nutrition right now. It's something like when I can hop on, I'll play when I can. It's not something again. It, right now with Sophie, it's very. Just she's doing great, but it takes she's my number one priority with work outside of that and getting everything done. And there's a lot going on with Feed Me More Nutrition right now and scaling and growing and just daily business on that, marketing and SEO meetings and mapping out the game plan for the next probably 6 months on the direction of the company and to continue growing. So it's oftentimes it's not in my best interest to go sit and play a video game for an hour and a half at night when I have all this other stuff and reading marketing books and doing these things that that are more important into my life at the time. And I'm on social media, guys. I'm on this stuff all day too. Same time. I'm on Twitch at least once a day. I'm on Ryback TV, usually twice a day with my eating videos, and which I'm going to go run and do an eating video at the Modern Vegan right after I get done with work this afternoon, and then go straight to the gym, do my training, my conditioning, come right home, throw my meal on, probably do an Instagram live, eat that, do my softball, soft tissue work. I'll do that before I leave also. And then it's just, and then emails and more work, more social media, business stuff. And it's a never ending process. It's actually a lot of fun though, especially when you have a lot of energy and it's just like attacking the day and building and getting stuff done. And when I see, you know, on my phone, you know, when I see those alerts and I see the Feed Me More Nutrition sales, the little cash register just going off, and I'm just presumably just living my day, enjoying myself. It's a good feeling knowing that I built a company from scratch that is something I'm very passionate about on health and fitness and in helping people with the stuff that has helped me and been such a major part of my life. And then in being able to do good with that business, it's a good feeling for me. And so that's what motivates me to work. And two, when I make the monthly donation to Three Square, we give a dollar of every sale to feeding the homeless here in Las Vegas. And it was something that when I started that, I needed every dollar coming into that business because I had so much going out every month. And I just said, you know what? There's not going to be a perfect time to start this. I just need to start it. It's something I really want to do. And it felt so good to make that first payment to them. And I don't even remember what it was that first month on the monthly, because it's a dollar of each sale. So, you know, whatever amount of sales we get for the month, that's the amount of money on top of the donations that people also contribute to the site for that. So I thank everyone that does that. But it was something that instantly just made me feel good knowing that I'm helping the Las Vegas community. And then everything with COVID, you know, happening. And for me, it's almost like now it's a responsibility to get as many sales as possible, because I want to keep giving them more and more money because they need as much money as possible with the people that are struggling with COVID now. So like for me, it's just something, I'm not getting anything back with that. I don't want anything back with it. It's just, it feels good to help. And it I learned that through other successful businessmen that did that and that started implementing it, and that there's no perfect time. And then when you start building and growing a business and having more and more responsibility, you know, there's people that do work for me. And one of the guys that is a major part of this, major part. And people will know more when I write my book on just how big this one particular person. There's actually two. Two people. But the one from the beginning that really everything I do, he's intelligent and educated on the computer side of things much more than me, where my time could be done producing content and pushing content and running the business. That allows me to go as hard as I do, but he's been a major part of the success. But knowing he relies on, you know, the monthly payments, checks, the paydays for working together, and how much it's helped, and being able to give him more and more and help him actually with his life dramatically. That is like, now, you know, I understand, you know, businesses where you employ a lot of people, you're helping them to live life. And you become an integral part of that. And it's something I really enjoy. It's a very good feeling to be able to give back while you're building and helping people. And it's, again, at the end of the day, yes, it's a business. Yes, it's all about generating revenue, but in a good way. And what good can you do with that revenue along the way? And it's not something you say, well, when I have $5 million, I'll start doing it. It's a mindset thing. You got to start doing it. Now you might not be able to give the amount that you could give. You clearly won't be able to if you're, you know, at $5 million or if you're at $100 or at $5 or at a dollar, at a quarter. And you just start. And you always will hear that in the books on positivity and law of attraction and people that have had massive success and are experiencing massive happiness, that is something that they all preach. And I used to hear it all the time, and I'll be like, "Oh, I'm not ready yet. I'm not at that level yet." That's easy for them to say. They're worth billions. Like, of course, they could say that. It starts from like now, and you can start with that. It's not even always giving money. It's just doing nice acts of kindness. Hold a door open for somebody. Return your shopping cart. Just a simple thing. It's a normal thing, but re-rack your weights, so that when the old lady that comes to use the machine, or whoever, the fitness girl, or the guy that's a teenager lifting weights for his first time, doesn't have to take 7 plates off of each side. It's not, you know what I mean? Or that he looks at the machine and is like, "I can't take that off. I can't do that now. Like, self-accountability, self-responsibility, acts of kindness when we can, being conscious of it at all times. We're not always going to do it all the time. We're human. We're all going to, but it takes practice both ways. Takes practice both ways, but that's the quickest way to start getting out of a rut, I've found, is when you could just start kind of trying to make people's day better. And you don't need money to do that. You don't need money to be happy either. But money also is oxygen and freedom. And so I think learning about money is extremely important also. Looking on, we'll do maybe a couple more here before we wrap up today's show, head into the weekend. I'll be doing a Feed Me More Nutrition live tomorrow. A question about, I'll watch SmackDown if Goldberg returns, but not for a crippled Austin who can't wrestle anymore. It's sad to see comments like that from people. And, you know, you got a guy in Stone Cold Steve Austin that gave his life to the business, that gave everything, and who achieved success at a level I don't think anyone ever has and possibly never will ever again. And you have people like that, and I'm not even going to give them the benefit of the time here to put them on the screen, that will insult the guy and say something like that. And we all get it. And like, that same guy will leave 20 different tweets today to people, negative things. And like, I ask, like, I don't want people to follow me that are like that. So I ask that you unsubscribe and don't watch the channel anymore if you can't learn to be a little more grateful and appreciative of the people that gave everything for your entertainment and to make the business better. That was a part of the probably the greatest time in wrestling from a viewing standpoint and a popularity standpoint. And, you know, and here in time, we're all going to get old. Like, you're going to be old someday, bud. throw those boomer comments around all you want into things. It's like, you're going to be that age someday if you're lucky, if we're all lucky, you know, and that, you know, you throw that word crippled out. Like that guy would kick your ass any day of the week. And I don't care what condition he's in. I think he looks fantastic. He's been a joy to speak to anytime I've got to talk to him. He's called me. We've talked in the mornings, called him and BS'd on the phone, done his show a couple times. Like, hopefully he said he'd do this whenever I wanted, have him on. And he's a great guy. You should show respect. And now you don't have to kiss anyone's ass, but show respect to the people that risk their lives night in and night out, you know, career-ending injuries. I've experienced it being taken out of the game twice now. And I'm going to be able to come back. And it's always disheartening when you see comments like that from fans. They call themselves fans, but they're not. That aren't appreciative of the people in the business. It's like, buddy, be better than that. Sucks to see that. But that's a reflection of your mindset and your mindset only. I'm looking here. Thoughts on the Chiefs signing? Not up to date on all the sports going on. Thank you very much. Yeah, let's see. These are what we need to focus on, 420 Express. I have so much respect for wrestlers, including yourself. And you guys are the reasons that people, we do this, and the wrestlers, it's for the good fans. And it's why it's important, and two, to focus on the good over the bad. And that's like something that I, from my standpoint, I work on constantly. And it's something that I experienced this at a level, and I'll share the story before we wrap up, unless there is another question after this. Something that really bothered me was when I was working in WWE in the main event, closing shows out, I'd be oftentimes the last one to leave the building, because you do the main event or one of the last ones to leave the building. You wrap up the show. Everyone watches the matches on the monitor. All the other guys are all ready usually, unless they're the match before. But everyone's usually ready to hit the road because you got 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 hour drives after the shows. And I always, and if you've been to a live show, you'll know that after the shows, I would go and I would sign and take pictures with the crowd that would be waiting out there, because I thought it was I'd made it. I was closing out the main event, me and Punk, for months, and with other guys working with The Shield and Cena and Sheamus at the time and different guys, closing out shows, being the top babyface in that role. And people wanting to just get an autograph and picture and waiting sometimes in freezing weather, sometimes really hot weather. And I would always go out there and at least acknowledge them and talk to them, sign some autographs. Usually I'd go through and do absolutely as many as I could. And then I started seeing I wasn't huge on the social media too much, but I was on Twitter. And then I started getting negative comments like, oh, you're a bitch, you didn't sign my autograph out there. And when I would be out there for sometimes an hour after a show and I'm driving alone, and you know what I mean? Like, and I would sometimes focus on that and go, man, what a piece of shit. Like, man, fans suck. And that's just what, like, but that's me taking that one negative over the hundreds of people that are out there screaming and just wanting to say hi, and that you're doing what you can for, just so that they have a good experience. So that was something I had to learn and still have to learn to remind myself a lot that the bad fan doesn't, the one bad fan doesn't ruin the thousands or the hundreds of good fan comments and the love. It's up to me to understand that that's a blip on the radar, and to stop focusing on the blip. And that's not all fans are like that. And I know that now through fan mail and getting the massive amount of fan mail that I get to this day, and in my DMs, and the love and the support, and people that say, you're my favorite wrestler, I just want you to come back, I miss you. Or people writing these long pages that take time to do, that takes actual effort, you know, that you're like, why am I focusing on that bad? And I realized that fairly early on, but you have to remind yourself, because you'll see it sometimes with people that are just hateful and negative, and that where you're like, no, not everybody's like that. Not everybody's like that fan that's shitting on Austin and saying he's crippled. Well, because he had a hell of a long career and gave everything to a business that uses you up and spits you out, and he was able to walk away. and he broke a neck. Like, man. And I, to this day, with people on, you know, my injuries and having to walk away to save my career, and they're just like, oh, you got fired, you sucked. And like, I'm just like, you're wrong. You don't understand, but you have no respect either. And when you have that mindset, life is going to kick your ass, which is why I will continue to preach the positivity, and it's practice and practice and practice and practice and practice. And no matter how much we practice, we're going to experience people that come at us, especially when we're on social media or we become famous or we start inspiring other people. People get angry at that. There's people that get really, really hateful and angry at that. And it's up to me to learn. It's up to us individually to learn to not let that blip on the radar take us away from all this greatness, because life can be truly amazing, guys. Yes, there are bad things on this planet. There's things, we're born and we die. And in between, there's a whole bunch of stuff in between. It's up to us what we're going to make of that. It's up to us if we're going to sit there and want to be angry at all times, or if we want to truly say, you know what? I want to experience the best life has to offer. I want to actually try to feel good for once. I'm sick of not feeling good. I'm sick of being mean to people. I'm sick of people being mean to me all the time. I'm sick of, you know, being alone. I'm sick of this and that. So we have to actually start trying. And two, and one of the other things, guys, and I'll leave you with this, and because it's such a big thing, and it's going to be, I'm going to preach this constantly to you guys, because I'm preaching it to myself too, is we fix our food, we fix our mood. And if we fix our mood and we have better energy, we have more motivation by default, because they're connected. More energy equals more motivation. Now, what you do with that motivation is individual and up to you on what you want to do in life. But I tell you, it's much harder not to do anything when you have a boatload of energy. When we have energy, it's really, 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 really hard to just sit around and do nothing. You got energy, you don't know where to start, go sign up and do something nice for the community. Just do it one time and come back and report to me. And we'll go from there. And but it's a start. And that's the first step in the right direction. And that will lead to the next step and the next step and the next step. And then all of a sudden, it leads to an opportunity of some sorts. And I don't know what, but just because of your energy and what you're doing. Fix your food, fix your mood. And I'm going to leave you guys with that this week. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. I hope you all have a great weekend. Please check out Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. Once again, the Halloween $4,000 cash giveaway, guys. It is, we're over halfway through on that. And one of you are winning $4,000 for buying the best supplements on the planet. Check feedmemore.com for the instructions on that or the beginning of this podcast. And guys, let's have a great one. Let's be nice to people. Get hungry, stay hungry. Feed me more.